We've got Ekalaka Superintendent James Capte live and in person today. Well, I guess it won't be live if somebody's listening to this online later, but welcome in. It's nice to have you actually in person.
Yeah, it's nice. We do a lot of these over the radio airs, basically, over the telephone airs and the waves. So it's just nice to be in person and have a chance to talk about all the good things that have gone on this year and what's been going on with the school and school board meetings. And yeah, it's just good to be in person.
Sweet. And so school, the end of it, kind of the end of the tunnel in sight here. It's a little over a week. Let's see, what day did I write down? The last day for students, May 21st. So coming up quick. You hearing Alice Cooper in the hallways yet?
Oh, yes. School's out for the summer, and our graduation is this week. And so Saturday, the class of 2026 will start their next journey, and we're excited about that. We have the state superintendent coming down to help with that commencement and how to hand out diplomas. And the seniors are ready, and I don't know that we're ready to have them go because they've been an amazing class. But, yeah, all things, it's time for them to go and see what the next adventure leads.
So how many kids do you have in that graduating class this year?
You know, we're a big, big graduating class. We got seven kids, but they're actually a very small and mighty class, and they've absolutely done some amazing things, and super excited to see where they go, and super sad to see them leave.
And then this last agenda week you had kind of a long meeting. I think a total between the two parts there on YouTube, I saw a little over 2 hours, a 13-item agenda we're on. So it was a big one this week.
Well, and you get some of those just housekeeping things you got to get through, and we're not through all of them. We've been spending a lot of time kind of looking at some of our handbook things, and trying to build a policy, our attendance that respects families and respects the different things that come up, especially in a ranching community, but also looking at, you know, how we need you in school, what are those educational opportunities. We're trying to really take our time to work through that piece especially. So that's not over yet for us. We actually have a meeting tomorrow, so that'll be Thursday, work session to kind of continue to work through that. And hopefully, you know, teachers have been actively involved, parents have been actively involved, but it is definitely something we want full community involvement. So we definitely want to make sure that teachers and parents are part of that process. So I think that one's at 5:30 tomorrow.
What does it look like in today's day and age when you're talking about attendance and kids not making it into school? And we went through 2020 when everybody was doing school out of school. So now what does that look like today? Like when you're talking about ways that kids can circumvent those absences, if you maybe do some remote learning, if you're feeling just under the weather enough that you don't want to go spread it around maybe, but you could still maybe buzz into classes. How does that look like for you guys?
And that's a really good question. Part of that issue is that not everybody has great internet access. So if they're homesick, they can log in, but then it's also coming back to how are we training teachers to put that stuff online? And so that becomes a mix. But if it's weather related or those kind of issues, most of the remote situations become non-existent because you're worried about a tornado or a flood or a fire or those kind of things. So that's part of our conversation. Like, can kids earn some of those days back if they're gone but they're connecting, or if they're gone and they're coming in at different times? Because in the end, the hardest part is, does it matter if their butts in the seat, if you will, or does it matter that their brain is working and they're working through the work? And so there's a balance there, and trying to navigate that is what we've been working on.
Nice. And speaking of the students, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, because the first thing I meant to tell you, and the students hopefully out there listening, but congrats on the MAP testing results, man. That was awesome to read.
Yeah, our kids have been rocking and rolling, and we've been doing some really good work in our elementary school, in particular the way we have the kids partnered and leveled, if you will. And so if you take any subject, if you take math or science or reading, it's not just reading. So maybe there's phonemic awareness, and maybe there's, looking at vocabulary, and there's different pieces of that puzzle. And so if they're doing really well in like one component, let's let them keep running. And if they're maybe struggling with that one little piece, maybe we can get them really, really focused on that instead of like lumping it all together and say, oh, they're either here or there in reading. So by doing that, our teachers have worked really, really well together. And we've had kids moving from classroom to classroom throughout the day, working, and it's showing. It's showing in the results that they're getting. So I'm really impressed with our kids', our students' really hard work on that, and the teachers for guiding that. The teachers have done a good job. There's a little bit of apprehension to start the year with families, like, what's this going to look like? But as they've worked through it, families are should be very, very happy with the results they're seeing.
So. Nice. Awesome. All right. So back to the 13-item agenda here. I don't want to jump too far down it on you, but one of the bigger things that I had, did you get that calendar approved for the next academic year?
We did. And speaking of this season, we built in a branding weekend, a Friday and a Monday, to try to, not everybody's will fit there, but to try to accommodate some of our ranchers and keep kids in school the best we can. We start actually the Tuesday 18th after Baker Fair.
Okay.
So we push that back. So our fair is the first weekend and then the Baker Fair. So we wanted to start after that and busted that out. And yeah, we're excited about that.
Nice. Sweet. Well, what else you got on that list there you'd like to mention?
Well, we're in the process of looking at our extracurricular hirings as far as our coaches, and those are there's always a little confusion in schools out there about extracurricular, so those are always a year-to-year contract, and you never know as far as people's interest, people moving into a community, and so those are always open every year. Those open back up, and we just wanted to make sure that if anybody's interested in any of those positions, that we're making that we get those applicants in and give it a fair assessment to see how do we continue to grow our athletic programs as well. And so we're working through that. We're going to take those, do those interviews next week to anybody that applies. And then we're going to be looking at getting those hirings done the last week of May so that we have our coaches in place for summer.
Nice. And how many positions you reckon that'll have applicants for?
Currently we have, so if we take basketball and volleyball and football and that, we have 3 or 4 community applicants that have came in for that and a couple more that have called the school. So again, you never know. You just want to make sure. It doesn't necessarily mean there's going to be a change in place. It just means we want to see who our resources are that are out there.
Nice. You know, speaking of hiring new people, I feel like we're in a moment. Like, if we're looking at Baker at the moment, Plevin at the moment, Weibo at the moment, and I'm not trying to compare schools or anything, but to me, it appears that our region has a bit of a staffing issue at the moment in regards to both coaching and teaching. How you feel going into the summer here in Ekalaka in regards to your entire staff? You need to fill some holes? You guys feeling all right down there?
You know, it is. It is. You're spot on. It is definitely a challenge. And it's not just, to be honest, it's not just here. I mean, we could go over to North Dakota. We could go down into Wyoming. The staffing, especially teaching positions, are getting more and more challenging to fill. And so you have to try to find the right people. We currently are down to, we only have one open position that we need to fill, and that's one of our elementary positions. But we just hired a history teacher out of Billings, and we're super excited to have him join our staff. And then we're looking at some creative options to create more opportunities with our shop classes, as far as looking at, we're trying to figure out a way to how we can offer aviation, how we can offer some welding components. But in doing that, you have to do that a little bit more creative than saying, okay, this is going to be a 9 to 10 class all year. Maybe it's a 1 to 4 class for 4 weeks.
Oh,
because
okay.
Then we can get people, those experts in the field, to come in and commit that kind of time versus, well, I can't commit 9 months out of that. So just trying to get creative again, kind of just like the coaching, to figure out a way to use the resources we have in our region so that we're not dependent on if there aren't teachers applying for those positions. So.
Gotcha. Nice. All right. Well, I'll try not to derail you going down the list here more.
No, you're rocking and rolling. You're pretty much hit. There's a big thing, and kind of comes back to that activities. You know, we've talked about the construction at the school a little bit, and that will start the 26th, and new roof, new gym floor, all those things. But the big piece that we'll have coming out online in the next couple days, and you only have a couple weeks to get that locked down, is if we're looking for one gym sponsor, and so that will be stained, their logo will be put on the floor. In essence, that will be on the floor for 7 years. So that's probably the biggest sponsorship we have. And we're going to take that as a silent auction, if you will.
The highest bidder?
Yep, okay. Highest bidder will get that. But it's for our community, there's not a billboard bigger than putting something on our gym floor. So we're excited to see who might be interested in that. So keep an eye out for that. Anybody. I mean, that can be, yeah, we probably don't want Weeble High School to put their logo on us. But we'll take a sponsor from anybody if they really want to make that happen.
Nice. Cool. So get your logo, a name out on that gym floor where that gym's often packed for multiple things. So
for sure.
Well, what else you got going on down that list there?
Well, I think I do have to give a big, big shout out to our community. We had a levy on the books in the last month that went out, and that passed.
Nice.
So both our high school and elementary general fund levy passed. And if you look around the state of Montana, a lot of schools, it's at best a 50-50 shot for schools to pass those levies. And so what that does, A, it makes us very proud of our community, but it also puts a little weight on our shoulders to say, you know, our community trusts us and trusts what we're doing at the school, that we're working really hard, the teachers are working really hard, and that this also, you know, we're going to be fiscally responsible with that. Because a lot of times those levies fail, nobody wants to pay more taxes. But a lot of time those levies fail when people don't feel like the money's being used responsibly. So I just can't say enough to the community for their trust in the school and the trust in what we're doing. It's a huge deal, because we'll never take that, just put out a ballot and it'll pass. We'll never take that for granted. And so a big thank you to all the people that voted for that. And then all the people, again, that, you know, the elementary levy passed with a 65% approval, and the high school levy passed with a 55%. We can do better. We still want, we understand the geography of our county. You know, the people on the south end, oftentimes, it makes sense to me too. Like, well, we're voting for something we never use. And so we need to do a better job of connecting with the south end of the county and the kids and families down there. But we definitely appreciate it passing and the trust that people have placed in us. So
yeah, that's a really good point. Nice shout out there. And so, well, boy, the end of the year coming up here. What are we going to do next month? When's the next meeting coming up here?
Ooh, we got a little delay. We don't have our regular board meeting isn't till June 23rd off the top of my head. So it's pushed back till kind of the end of June. And between then and now, we'll be working through a couple different things. Our board is going to go to a couple of our board members are headed to a board training, which is awesome. And then we're going to be working on a board retreat as well to kind of lay out the goals from the board and administration getting ready for next year. And yeah, just keeping the place clean all summer with all the construction going on.
Yeah, for sure. And what about, speaking of retreats, what about yourself? You got a nice vacation planned this summer?
You take those moments when you can get them. Some of those are a couple days here and a couple days there, but it's bittersweet too, because I mean I'm already thinking countdown to the beginning of the year. We just elected new student council, and so our outgoing student council president and vice president with Nasi O'Connor and Cortland Loffrey, they were amazing, and so they raised the bar. But our new two are like, hey, can we meet with you? They're already scheduling meetings with me next week
at
the beginning of the year, the first day. So that's awesome. I mean, they're already planning for the awesomeness of next year.
Yeah, that's cool. The nice ambition they've got stoked there. Right on. So, well, graduation coming up the 16th, last day for students the 21st, last day for teachers the 22nd, if I read that correct.
Yep.
And then Memorial Day rolls around the next Monday, and boom, summer vacation's here. So there it is. And
here we go. So, on to another year.
Well, anything else before we cut you out of here?
No, I think that should lock it down.
Right on. Well, thanks for stopping by today, Mr. Cappy. I sure appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Blake.